Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today's video is about how to support your MLM team. If you're a leader, if you're serious about your business and you're actively building a business and you want to have a team, you have to put some things together in place to support those folks. This is a volunteer army. No one has to follow you. And if you want people to follow you, you have to be a great leader. You have to set a good example. You have to have some tools, some resources available to help the people on your team. So what you see on this slide in this video are some of the key things that you can do as a leader to support your team. The only caveat I would say is if you have a plugged-in upline who is successful, who has a lot of these things in place already, there's really no need to reinvent the wheel and recreate everything. However, if you are the first leader in your company and there's not systems or tools or resources in place, it's going to be your responsibility to create those things. So let's get started. Your number one responsibility as a leader of a group in this industry, in my opinion, is to be successful. You have to show people what is possible in the business through your own personal example. If you're not actively retailing and recruiting and getting duplication and growing a team, how are you going to lead other people to do the same thing? So be successful, show people what is possible, inspire them by your own personal example. Number two, you have to leverage systems. If you want to support your team, remember that systems are what duplicate, not people, not personalities. When you think of successful franchises like Subway, McDonald's, the owners of each of those franchises, they're not allowed to do it their own way. They follow a system. Most people who join your team are doing this on a part-time basis. They have no marketing experience, no lead generation experience, no sales experience, no entrepreneurial experience. So you need to have some systems in place to help them. Your systems could include your getting started training, a way to launch new distributors, different ways to get leads to grow your business. Those are examples of systems. Next, you want to do some type of weekly training call. It could be an actual conference call. It could be a Zoom. It could be a Facebook Live. But basically, at a set time, on a set day each week, you want to provide some training. Think of this kind of like a sales call. If you've ever done sales before, there's normally a sales meeting once a week for about an hour. This is where they do training, they do recognition, they do announcements, and it just gives you a little shot of excitement in your arm. And you want to do the same thing in your business because most of us, we're building our business at home alone, and camaraderie is important. People want to feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves. So having a weekly call is a great way to get everybody plugged in. If you can do an in-person meeting, that's even better. But if that's not possible, a weekly training call on Zoom or Facebook Live is great. Remember that each person in your team, in your business, is their own CEO, just like you are. You're your own CEO. You can't make anyone successful in the business. You can't push a noodle. You can't push a rope. So make sure that you work with the willing. It's better to work with one serious person than it is to try to motivate 20 unmotivated people. So remember that. Be selective about who you spend your time with. The next thing you want to do is you want to have a Facebook group for your team. This is where you can do recognition, you can share announcements, you can do training, you can share videos that you create. You can have everybody in your Facebook group all in one little community. Remember, the internet is really just a bunch of niches. So you want to have your people in the Facebook group. You want to provide a lot of value. You want to keep it entertaining and educational and exciting. And that way people feel like they're part of something. Next, you need to promote events. This can include conference calls, live events, virtual events. Events make you money in this business. The more people you have that are plugged in, that are attending these things, the faster your business is going to grow. So attend events yourself and promote them. The next thing you want to have in place is a standardized getting started training. This does not have to be a 200-page PDF manual. It can be a simple video that explains the steps to get started with your company, with your team, step-by-step instructions so people know what to do. Most people need to be told exactly what to do. They're not going to be able to figure it out on their own. So give them a standardized getting started training. Next, you want to save your one-on-one time for serious people only. Everyone else gets trained in a group setting. What I have found is typically the people who ask the most questions do the least. That's just my own experience. So Look at everyone on your team. Write down who are the top two, three, four, five most serious people. If you don't have any serious people yet, you need to keep recruiting until you do have some serious people. And you want to reserve your one-on-one time for serious people. Everyone else you want to train in a group setting. This allows you to work smart. Think of a CEO of a big company. They are not mentoring every person in the company. They're working with their vice presidents. They're working with their senior level managers. That's who they spend time with. Well, that's what you should do in your business as well. Another thing you can do to support your team is create training videos. What I love about YouTube is I can take 10 minutes, just like I'm making this video right now. I can record it. I can upload it to YouTube, and I can share the same information to everybody in my group and people not even on my team. So they all get the same information. They can all learn new skills to grow their business. Next, you want to leverage contests and do lots of recognition. You can never do too much recognition. And your contest should be designed for the part-timers in your team, not the high achievers. Remember, if you have 100 people on your team, you probably have one high achiever, one serious person, and 99 of those people are either customers, part-timers, or some-timers. So have contests that those people can do, and have a grand prize if you want to for the top achiever. That's great, but don't neglect the average person in your team. That's most of your team. Recognition, same thing. Recognize people even for the smallest of things. Babies cry for it. Grown men die for it. Recognition is extremely important. Finally, and probably the most important one on this slide, other than you being successful yourself, is to treat everyone well, regardless of their performance. People join the business for different reasons. Most people, this is not their all-in business, their number one source of income, their big goal. Most people have a lot going on in life. They have a career, they have a family, they have their church activities, their hobbies, and they're trying to fit this in the nooks and crannies. So don't expect everyone to be as committed to their business as you are to your business. This is something I struggled with for a long time. In fact, I still struggle with it. You know, you might ask yourself, how can someone join a business and do nothing? I wouldn't sign up for that class, because they're on their own journey. You're on your own journey. So just treat everyone well. Realize everyone on your team is important. You need the customers. You need the part-timers. You need the sometimers. You need the serious people. And everyone is a human being first. So just treat people with respect and dignity, regardless of what they do in the business, and you can't go wrong. In conclusion, these are my thoughts on how to support your network marketing team. If you're trying to build a big team, you can't go wrong by doing any of these things. I would love to hear what you think about this subject. Feel free to leave a comment below and let me know what you think. Also, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. That helps out our channel a lot. I do try to post a new video every day, so please check back often. And finally, in the description box below this video, I share some links and resources that will help you leverage and grow your business. So make sure you check those out as well. With that, thanks for stopping by. Have a great day. I'll see you at the top.